Jesus. Jesus is calling. Today's scripture is Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord and trust Him, and He will do this.
Today's prayer. Lord, I commit my way to you today, and I give you my complete trust. You draw me nearer each moment I spend with you in prayer. Father, you make me feel so loved and so precious. I thank you, Lord, for renewing me daily. Amen. Thought for today. Today, think of the word commitment and what it means to you. Does it mean the same thing to God?
Commit your way to the Lord today. That's our action. Commit to the Lord. Oh yeah, it's easy for us to pray. It's easy for us to ask the Lord to help us. But are you truly committed to the Lord? Commit your ways, everything to the Lord today. Tell Him out loud just how much you trust Him.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Philemon, chapter 1, verse 20, reading, "Yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord."
This old pastor really loves it when someone in the church gets the message. And I want to share this little story. It's called If We Can't Hold Out. The preacher had delivered himself one of those eloquent sermons during which he cited all the learned authorities to document his lecture. There were many pretty passages and flights of eloquence. Not too much old-fashioned religion, though. At the end, he quoted Kipling's great poem titled If. In the poem, he had reached the climax of his lecture. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs, if you can dare to place all you have in one toss and come back smiling if you lose. Some young war veteran at the back of the auditorium wailed out in a broken, sobbing voice, "But brother, suppose we can't hold out. What will help us if we are not made of the stuff that endures?" The modern, eloquent preacher had no answer. But leave it to the grandmothers. A little old, wrinkled lady looked at the young man and smiled. "I'll tell you, mister, that's where Jesus comes in. Jesus can take all those ifs and put a forward-looking faces on them." Today, Jesus is calling you, my friend. Will you give your life to Him? Will you dedicate yourself to Him? Or will you just pass by and smile? Jesus is calling for you.